Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Coming up, KMUW's Jed Bodwin speaks with Austin, Texas-based musician Chris Schultz, who grew up in Topeka. We'll hear that after the news. Deals signed Tuesday between Wichita and local aerospace companies, including Boeing, could give the industry a nearly $100 million tax break over the next decade. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports.
The city council unanimously approved deals with Boeing, the National Institute for Aviation Research, and Wichita Machine Products. The companies are funding expansion projects through city-issued industrial revenue bonds. In exchange, they'll receive property tax breaks. Boeing's break could total more than $94 million over 10 years. Nyars could hit $1 million, and Wichita Machine Products could exceed $400,000. Wichita resident Faith Martin says the tax relief has some residents upset.
They see their taxes going up and up and up, and their appraised values going up, and they can't apply for those same sorts of abatements.
The companies say the projects could add 200 jobs in the next decade. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Kansas has the most rural hospitals in the nation that are immediately at risk of closing, according to a recent report by the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. The report analyzed profit margins, insurance payments, and costs. It found 28 rural Kansas hospitals are at immediate risk of closing, and another 41 are at risk of closing. Cindy Samuelson is with the Kansas Hospital Association. She says hospitals are struggling with inflation for costs, including salaries.
One of the things that in the healthcare space that's unique is we can't really just increase our prices to impact that inflation or increased expense. Our prices are set.
Samuelson says rural hospitals are also struggling with low reimbursement rates from Medicaid, Medicare, and private insurance. The Kansas Department for Children and Families needs to decrease its payment error rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or face a hefty fee. The potential fee comes from changes to SNAP made by President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last summer. The state needs to decrease its payment error rate to less than 6% by October or risk having to pay a portion of SNAP benefit costs, which equates to roughly $20 million. DCF Secretary Laura Howard says the error rate started to increase during the pandemic.
The federal agency relaxed a lot of rules around the program.
Howard says the current error rate is at 7.5%, but she feels good about getting below the 6% threshold over the next 4 months. State transportation officials are warning drivers about damaged or missing highway signs in north-central Kansas. Storms with high winds blew down several signs Monday. The Kansas Department of Transportation says locations in Saline, Ottawa, Lincoln, and Ellsworth counties are affected. People driving along I-70 or I-135 in these counties should be cautious. Missing signs include directional and stop signs. Crews are working to replace the signs, but officials say that could take some time since the signs have to be produced and delivered. The Sedgwick County Zoo has a new birthday to celebrate. The zoo announced Monday that Western Lowland gorilla Barika delivered a healthy baby. This is the first baby for father Mondazi and second baby for mother Barika. The birth is big news for the critically endangered species. It's estimated that fewer than 150,000 Western Lowland gorillas live in the wild. Zoo officials don't know the gender of the new addition yet. The baby gorilla's gender and name will be revealed at a later date. Voters in the Mays School District will decide on a $213 million bond issue next spring. The Mays Board of Education voted Monday night to put the proposed bond issue on a special election ballot March 2nd. The plan calls for renovations and additions to both high schools and the Mays Career Academy, as well as a new Vermilion Elementary School. The bond would also go toward security improvements across the district. Officials say the new bonds could be issued without increasing the district's current mill levy. Wichita State University will open its new manufacturing training and research facility today. The hub for advanced manufacturing and research cost around $62 million. Officials say it has the most expansive collection of advanced manufacturing equipment in the nation. The goal is to increase innovative production at small and medium businesses in Kansas. The facility focuses on emerging technologies and materials. Those include precision machining and smart automation. The hub is located at WSU's National Institute for Aviation Research. Severe drought conditions in central and western Kansas have dried up the natural forage for cattle grazing, causing a crunch on feed supplies. This is the normal growing season for forage, and dry conditions are limiting ranchers' options. Many ranchers have already resorted to feeding their livestock hay as a replacement, much earlier than the typical August timeframe. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says hay prices are higher than usual because of the low production and higher demand. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This week on Into Music, singer-songwriter David J. Haskins recalls snake hunting with William S. Burroughs.
He must have said, kill him, you know. He was alarmed. He said, no, beautiful creatures, I've never heard a snake.
That's Into Music, this and every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Guns on the wall.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Austin, Texas-based singer-songwriter Chris Schultz grew up in Topeka, loving music but not thinking she'd become a performer. Then one day she tried her hand at writing songs and is currently returning to her former home state for a series of concerts. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Chris Schultz, and here's Jed with more.
So you kind of, you didn't really come to music late. You had worked around musicians and absolutely loved music, but you sort of started later in terms of songwriting and performing. What happened?
You know, it was a weird thing. I joked that it was sort of like, you know how your phone gets an upgrade in update in software? It sort of felt like that. It was like, your software has now been updated and now supports singing and songwriting. And
truth like this, I need to hold.
That's what I joke about, but really, I don't know. I was so close to it for so long, and I loved music. I absolutely loved music. I worked for bands. I worked for musicians. Then I took a break from it. I did a bunch of other stuff, and then I went through a breakup, which, you know, always sparks something, I guess. And then there were other things that I had been doing. These urban adventure races that I was doing, and those stopped happening. They were clue-solving urban adventure races, and those stopped happening. So I had all this time on my hands. My friend was, who I had worked for years, started this performing consultation thing. And I was like, oh, I want to support her business. And I had gotten this cheap guitar. And I was like, I just joked to her one day, maybe I'll be a client of yours. And she said, can you sing? I've never heard you sing. And I said, I really don't know. I was like, I don't know. I could be tone deaf. I really don't know. Because I was always around people doing it. Why would I do it, right? Because, you know, it's not like I'm listening to these great songwriters and singers and they're singing in randomly singing around the dinner table or what have you. I'm not going to join in. I'm just going to listen, right? And so I really didn't know. And my friend showed up one day. We made an appointment and she showed up and she was like, okay, sing something for me. And I sang something and she goes, you can sing.
Polaroid picture.
So you left Topeka as a person who was not a musician, and at some point you returned and performed a gig there as somebody who was very much a musician. What was that show like?
It was crazy. It was really crazy. That first one, you send out the invite, you do the event on social media, and I had no idea what to expect, and people kept showing up, and we're like, oh, okay, wow, this is really happening. And then I get up there and I'm looking out and I see kindergarten classmate, high school teacher, cousins, kid who lived around the corner from me growing up, and I'm going, okay, all right, this is really happening. And then all of a sudden it hits me,
I failed public speaking twice in college. What in the world is happening? I'm standing up here, all these people that I've known in different parts of my life and different parts of my world, and they're all here and they're all looking at me. I guess I got to do this thing, right?
Chris Schultz performs at Kirby's Beer Store tonight. You can read more of this story and find more of her area concert dates at KMUW.org. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency weeknights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell. I lose a landscape and all the
good. Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
You've probably heard a lot about KMUW's Pint Nights over the past year. This June, we're switching it up a little. We're hosting an event just for you early birds. Join us for the Morning Edition Meetup, Tuesday, June 16th. It's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Reverie Coffee Roasters. Great coffee, great conversation, no agenda.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.